What's up, creamers? It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Semi Deddy.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
And we're going to talk to Turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
90 feet on your hands and knees, pushing a ball with your nose, and doing it in gravel is not exactly, the best thing in the world. Anyway, just scabs went away.
Everyone is welcome, besides bigots, of course, as we do a watch-along for Pride Style Wrestling. Gold medal or not, Kurt Angle's going south. Forget your mouthpiece, I put my piece in your John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we leave a family-sized value pack of room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestle.
Oh, did you know, like shoes, you know, shoes?
I heard of those.
There's a specific foot that each shoe is supposed to go on.
Welcome back, creamers.
Who knew?
It's time to ask Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in this past week?
I did. I watched a little Stranger Things Raw. Stranger Things?
I did, and I did watch Stranger Things, the television program.
Yeah.
I didn't hate the ending. I also didn't hate the whole coming out of the closet thing. I mean, it's been hinted at since the goddamn beginning of the show.
No idea what you're talking about. I don't know.
But I will say this. I am excited to hear about how the Stranger Things cast was on Raw. Tell me all about it.
They 11 won a battle royal for the right to face Demigorgon. Demigorgon? Demigorgon?
Demigorgon, yes.
Demigorgon Ramsey versus 11 next week for the upside down state park. Is that where they're from?
State park?
Woodbury's. I don't know the show. I've seen like a couple random episodes. No, they weren't there.
Oh, that's a bummer. It kind of like made it
they
seem
just
like
kind
it,
of had like props from the show, I'm assuming.
Right on.
Michael Cole and Corey Graves came out of a van that I hope, much like when Rusev and Lana came out of the tank at WrestleMania, that we later find out they had sex in the van, like Rusev and Lana had sex in the tank. But that's for a podcast in a couple years.
Hell yeah, man.
And there was like tentacles or something.
I saw like the championship belt thing with like a design on it.
Oh, they did a cool thing at the beginning of the show where it was like it's that shot of the ramp and the screen and the people, and then it turned upside down.
Oh, cool.
But some of it was still right side up, but that confused me. I don't know.
I guess if you don't watch it, I didn't know you didn't watch that show.
My wife watched it, I don't know, however many years ago, and I remember like seeing an episode or two. It was fine. I didn't dislike anything I saw.
Week that me and my wife were starting to like date and like hang out all the time and stuff like that was when the first season dropped. And so like I was sleeping over her parents' house and she was like, hey, let's watch the show Stranger Things. And I was like, okay. So like I have like memories of like I have a nostalgia for it.
Yeah, because of that. You should. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, man. I thought so too. And actually, like, you know, we just started hanging out. After that, she was like it determined to each of us that we would be able to spend an entire day just hanging out with each other and not get annoyed because we, you know what I mean? We were like, well, we've been hanging out for 24 hours and we're still all right with each other.
How romantic this turned out to be.
Who knew?
I know. I love it. That's a wonderful little anecdote.
Thanks, man.
That's great. Tell her I know this story now and I like it.
Babe!
Is she here?
No, she's not here.
I had a feel. I'm like, no, because then she'll come in there and then she doesn't want to be on the show.
She's at work.
She doesn't want to be associated with this.
Yeah.
I did watch some other stuff, but I'm not going to talk about it till later.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
So I watched a little bit of wrestling. I did not watch any before the new year. So my count is still the same because we have a lot of counting at the end.
Yeah.
We have a last year's count,
That's
our
right.
favorite match from last year, mm-hmm. this year's count, our first match from this year. if you know it.
That's right. I do.
And our favorite match. That's five things we have to do later.
Yeah, I think also maybe like your favorite wrestler of the year. Like, you know.
Well, that we should have done that for the awards, but we didn't. Oh, you know what? I will do that because I actually wanted to add a creamy. Are they called the creamies?
I mean, they should be.
We never officially.
They're the creamies.
Okay. I have a creamy I'd like to add too. So we can do man, woman, and a special one that I'm going to surprise you with later. Cause it goes with a thing that I'm going to talk about.
Child.
I was going to say man, woman, and child, but I don't have any favorite children in wrestling. Well,
Brody Lee Jr.
We can do it. Oh, I was going to say Dominic Mysterio.
Oh yeah, that's good too. That's good.
But that's for the end of the show. This is beginning of the show. And at the beginning of the show, you asked me if I watched any wrestling in the past week, but we did that. So now I'm going to do the next part where I ask you, did you watch any wrestling this week?
So on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that was last week.
Yes. My wife fell asleep at like, I don't know what time, 10. And so I watched Pro Wrestling Noah's like big show. It's like their biggest event of the year.
Paul White.
Oh. The New Year. And
it makes sense.
It took place here, though, for like 2 hours on December 31st and then the last hour on January 1st. So like I was watching a show into the new year.
Where was it? In America?
It was in the Far East. Japan.
All right. Well, if you want to just go the other way, it's closer.
That's a good point.
Like if you just go west, west for you. It's far east because you're going the wrong way.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah, just go west. I think they got a bridge.
I've heard about a bridge. I haven't seen it, but I'm going to Google it after we're done with this.
Well, yeah, it's more. It's a different direction. Anyway.
But yeah, so then like I don't remember. Maybe like six of the matches were before the new year, and then two.
Jesus Christ.
Were six? After. So something like that, and then two were after. So then I started. So like my first match is going to be from this event.
I'm already losing.
And then I watched CMLL show last Friday, and I watched fucking Wrestle Kingdom. Wait,
so six went to last year. Okay, that just clicked.
Yeah, six went to last year, and then two for this year.
But then CMLL, then NJPW.
Yes, Wrestle Kingdom, and I think there's seven matches of that if I remember correctly. And then that's it. Mm. No, I didn't watch New Year's Dash. I was gonna, but I was like, I don't feel like it. Actually,
what's that? New Japan.
I did watch a Stardom match because. One of the matches on Wrestle Kingdom was like a Stardom match, and it was like the chick that won like Tokyo Sports Wrestler MVP of the year or whatever. I can't remember her name. In like a double title match, and then I was so super impressed by both of these ladies. I was like, I gotta start being more into Stardom. So I watched another match of this chick because she retired the person who trained her.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And people say it was one of the best matches of last year. So
I mean, it's good.
It was really interesting. I mean, I already knew the ending, so I mean,
but you're watching it to learn,
right? And it was good. And I'm like, I'm trying to keep it, and like I'm gonna try to watch it regularly whenever it's coming out and shit like that. I do with New Japan. So the CMLL show, though, worst CMLL show I ever watched.
Really? Just so they ended the year poorly. Boring. Or no, they started the year poorly.
They started the year poorly.
Sorry, you said Friday.
I did not enjoy it. It was like, I just wanted it to be over. I mean, the main event.
That's terrible. That's the worst feeling.
The main event is like a cage match. And then,
oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, it's like no
escape. You have to get out?
Like, yeah, you have to. So like everybody tries to get out of the ring. There's like, it's like a Royal Rumble. And people come out and stuff like during it. And then you want to get in and then get out. And then if you get out, you're safe. But the last two guys that don't get out have to wrestle each other in a one-on-one single fall match. And the loser,
I was wondering about that part. I was going to ask you about that.
Loses their mask. Unless they don't have a mask, then they lose their hair.
Oh, my God.
But like, in reality, why would anybody want to be in that match? Like,
it seems
why would
like
you want to risk losing your mask or your hair? Unless, because CMLL isn't a heel promotion. Like, it's not like there's some general manager backstage that's like,
well, I feel like that's a big storyline when it's a mask versus hair or mask versus mask. Or
yeah,
I don't know if they really do hair versus hair, but like that's such a big thing to just have like a throwaway.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, they do this show every year. So like,
well, they're just saying, hey, motherfucker, get ready.
Yeah. They start off the year with making a guy lose his mask or
hair. You want to see some more fucking forehead? Because either way, if it's the haircut or the mask.
Yeah. Well, this guy actually has a mask that...
A forehead?
That shows his forehead? His head. Yeah.
Really? Did he?
Yeah. His name was Robin.
The one guy that has the forehead mask. Uh-huh. The one time I...
I know.
I think it's I have one of those.
Coincidence. Yeah, you probably do.
I'm sure there's one around.
Just bring them all out.
There's one over here. Looks like underwear.
Ooh.
Can you see that one? The purple pinkish one I'm pointing at.
Oh, yeah. I see that one. Yeah.
That one's kind of a smaller one. See?
I see it right there. That looks like panties. Glorious panties.
They are.
But yeah, so then that
man. Enough about panties.
I'm not familiar with this Robin guy, so I didn't feel anything for it. But I did. It was interesting because he's like a second generation guy. I looked into him and stuff. His original character was called Robin Hood Jr. and his dad was an indie wrestler in Mexico named Robin Hood. And now he has like a child, a little boy son, and he came into the ring. He was wearing a Robin mask too.
That's my child of the year.
That's a good point. That's a good
front runner for 2026. Your super kicks.
Yeah, you're right. And then he let his son take his mask off.
That's nice.
It was emotional, even though I had no idea. Good, yeah. You know, it was nice. But the whole rest of the show was just not
very boring. Happy. Wasn't for you.
But the Wrestle Kingdom made up for it over the weekend because it was really good.
It was the best Wrestle Kingdom ever.
I liked it a lot.
Ranked the top 20 Wrestle Kingdoms.
I would say it's the best Wrestle Kingdom since I started watching Wrestle Kingdom every year.
Top five.
For me.
10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've heard of it.
We're going to get, speaking of, great matches, we're going to actually watch a great match.
I'm excited for this.
That we're sponsoring.
Yeah, I'm very excited about both the sponsorship and the watching.
Yeah, so this is...
I know a lot of the creamers are creamers. Listeners, mm-hmm. but this is one that I would highly suggest if you're able to, even if you just skip to the watch-along part, it's going to be something you want to watch. Even not even a long, you would just want to watch it, but we're blessing you with getting to watch along with us.
Right, exactly. And you can look up their channel on YouTube and watch a bunch of other matches there. But
yeah.
The event that we are sponsoring is called Pride Style Full Circle. It's on January 10th. The thing is, most of the creamers don't live on the West Coast, but if you did, I still wouldn't be able to, tell you to go buy tickets because the dang show is sold out.
This match.
Ad break from one Sammy Daddy.
Has this ever happened to you? You're at home. You're watching Wrestle Cream. You're enjoying it. You're laughing. You're nodding. You're saying, yeah, this is good. But something feels unfair. You want to yell something at the screen. You want to say, no, that's not right. I think blah, blah, blah. You want to clap or boo or respectfully disagree, but you can't because we've already recorded it. Well, not anymore. Introducing the Wrestle Cream Stream. Now, instead of just watching Wrestle Cream, you're in it. Live watch-alongs, live reactions, live moments where we realize together, oh no, we're wrong. If you've ever thought, I wish I could experience this mistake in real time, the solution is simple. Follow Wrestle Cream, turn on notifications, show up live, get ready to live chat or call in to the hotline. The hot cream line. Because the cream stream is coming soon. And the only thing better than Wrestle Cream is watching us while it happens. Wrestle Cream Stream. Live cream, real time. Leave a little room for our cream.
Creamer.
Wow, what an interesting ad. I can't believe the Wrestle Cream Stream.
Thanks for sponsoring the show, guys.
Very nice of them.
We really appreciate the work you do and all the effort you put in and whatnot.
I'm into it.
Being bullied by your own mother. Right, oh, that's not
everyone. How about a little championship match? Is that okay with you?
Is that okay? It's okay with you.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Sounds great. Let's get the visual out here.
Consent is sexy.
The following contest is a championship match scheduled for
the creamers. Yes, I'm going to turn it back.
And it is one for fall. The Bride Style Crew.
So that we're louder. Whoop.
This is for a championship?
It is.
Who's fighting? The challenger.
The challenger, or the champion, is Johnny Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the challenger, I think her name is pronounced Tanaya.
Now we'll find out. Oh, just a girl. No doubt.
This woman coming out next. I need some law master coming to find the
say her name, man.
Professional Dino Martz and the Bear Master.
I know, that's what I'm trying to hear.
Yeah. All right.
That's right. Get our shit in early on this clip. They're
yeah. Oh. Oh, here we go.
As you were saying,
this cool. is our challenger with yes. a bubble gun. Nobody's used bubbles since Emma. And I think it's a missed opportunity.
Tanaya.
Tanaya, of course.
I'm into her. I think she's pretty.
Oh, they're right on top of that ring.
Oh yeah, dude. They didn't have any guardrails when I was at the show.
That ring's really low.
And that is low. My gosh. This wasn't the ring they used when I went to one of the shows.
No, I was gonna say this Pride style is a little. It might be a little too hardcore for us.
It's pretty hardcore. Now, see, Creamers, see those cool old turnbuckle pads? They're going to say Wrestle Cream on them next time.
Get it?
Well, not next time. Actually, yeah, it's next time.
The 10th.
But yeah, this is a sick promotion. They're inclusive. They're that no bigots are allowed. No homophobes, transphobes, nothing like that. It's nice to know that you're not just around other wrestling fans, but you're also around good human beings. Now, I saw Johnny Robbie at the last show I was at, and I think she's also really awesome.
The New Wave World Champion? Johnny Robbie?
Very same. Yeah.
I thought it was the Pride Style Champion. Or is it both?
It's the Pride Style New Wave Wrestling Champion.
Oh, okay. I'm still learning.
I think.
I'm still learning.
Me too. And I was at one of the shows. I'm going to look it up on Instagram just to make sure.
It's a lot. It's like a bandana.
Yeah, it's definitely a Pride Style belt.
I don't even know what you would call her, what was on her hat. It was like a bandana. What do you call it? Like what is like like a veil? No, a veil's in the front. I don't know what it is.
Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know what was on that girl's head.
Yeah, what kind of, it's a bunch of bandanas. I like it. Anyway, so it looks like we're about to get into some action here.
Who are you rooting for?
I like the bandana thing. So yeah, I'm going Robbie.
I'm going Tanaya.
Do you know?
I don't. I did not watch this match.
Well. Oh.
She's not a fan of the
I feel bad about my choice now because she was yelled at that guy.
Well, he probably deserved it. I mean, if you look at him, he was a real punk.
Oh, I don't know. They're chanting Johnny Sucks. I think oh man.
They're probably talking about hip-hop legend Johnny Arson.
No, yeah, but he doesn't suck.
Immediately, yeah. Johnny pressing the trunk. I guess.
So that would be bad. Well,
he's a good kid.
I like him. I don't know about anybody else, but I do.
The mind game's starting early.
All right, let's see. I feel like Tanaya's being more aggressive.
Look at the frill on
Johnny's going to take example. Uh-huh. Johnny's going to take advantage of that. By staying back.
So far, so clear.
A defensive deal. However,
he says he had those same shorts when he was in high school.
Which ones?
I don't know. He didn't. I'm assuming he meant Johnny's, but I hope he meant Tanaya's.
Very nice and an easy reversal. Johnny Robbie said, "You ain't gonna give me that easy. I'm the champ." She also said other stuff, but can I hear from up here?
They're both pretty good. Both these women. Oh, cravat.
They're floating around. Cravat?
Yeah, a cravat.
That's what that's called?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Professional wrestling's weird. That's
well, now you do.
Cravat when you're holding somebody's face like that?
Yeah, when you do that, that's, yeah. It's And also, I think a cravat is like a sort of tie or bandana, isn't it?
Stop! I almost dropped my cravat. Another elbow that time's the jaw. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, snap mirror.
One arm snap mirror.
One arm.
Yeah. Man, I'm kind of. Oh, I was going to say, I wanted Tanaya to win. And I was about to change my mind and say that I actually want Tanaya to win. But that was actually who I already said, so it's all good.
Yeah, so you can change your mind if you want, though. You can be on the winning team with me and Johnny Robbie.
And old Hot Joe, HJ, I like to go by, is rooting for Tanaya this time.
No. No? Johnny Robbie's got it.
You think so?
Oh, I don't know about that. She just got kneed in the face.
Right to the breadbasket.
She might be out.
Yeah, that hurt me.
That suplex might have... Look at her. She might be out. Okay. She's all right. She's all right. She's going to catch her breath. See, not right now. Okay. This is what you got. That's what you got to do. You got to stay on her.
You have to. She knows she's a champion for a reason. Oh, it looks like she busted her mouth.
Yeah, when that, I think that's from when she got kneed in the fucking face.
Yeah. And that would be my guess. When
that was rough. I told you she caught her there. But it's not slowing either.
You know what, though? If I was if I was a wrestler, I would be busting people's mouths as much as I could. You know what I mean? You got to hurt that son of a bitch, you.
I'm not a wrestler, and I try to do that.
I know. That's why I said it. I was trying to impress you.
Yeah.
Were you impressed?
More than usual. Look, they get a good crowd too.
Oh yeah, and the crowd is fun, and everybody's like, when we were in line trying to get in, like waiting to get in, every single person there was just like talking about how excited they were. They were like saying this main event is a big deal tonight and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, those people are really
that's good.
Nice.
Well, that's what you want. I mean, that's part of. I've gone to plenty of shows where the wrestling, good or bad, has been the same level, but the crowd made it better or worse.
For sure. I went to this quote-unquote Lucha Libre show. It was being billed as one in Cleveland, Ohio, the city that you live in.
The Taco Fest?
The Taco Fest, yeah. And it was not Lucha Libre. It was just random jabrones.
I heard that the guy that puts that on is a real fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised because, I guess you could be a good person and have a terrible show too, and you could be a fuck and have a good show.
That's not my words. I'm just going off what I've heard from my source.
Yeah.
Is.
But, there's definitely times where you go to an indie show and the crowd is not into it because they're not really wrestling fans like that show, and also the show's just not good.
Well, yeah. I mean, the shows are... the shows at fairs or malls or parking lots or events are always kind of always feel bad because you're wrestling for a non-wrestling crowd, which is supposed I've heard it can be easier, but I also think it's harder to get reactions.
Yeah, I guess I could see it going both ways.
It's easier to surprise them and do stuff, but enough about that.
Yeah, enough about that nonsense. Damn, dude, hit her in the face again. I mean, that's what I would do if I was Tanaya.
Oh
shit,
did she hit her head?
I think
she went face first into the turnbuckle. Oh, I don't even know what that's called, but I like it.
It was like
a springboard split moonshine.
That's a really low ring. You
this
don't have
one
to worry
is.
About, you know,
oh, she says move.
Accidentally leaving chairs and barbed wire under there and stuff.
She says move. Oh, no. Oh, she's playing everybody, man. She says fuck you.
She's
I
a
like
jerk, man.
This chick. This is, I like her. I like her attitude.
She's definitely got an attitude. Not a fan of the crowd.
No, who would
just
be?
There to make money.
Look at him.
Come on, Tanaya. You got this girl.
Oh, you're never going to win like that. Very late. You got to hook. You got to hook the legs.
I think she knew she wasn't good. Yeah. I think she knew she wasn't going to win like that, but she was just being cocky. You know what I mean?
That was more of a head game.
Yeah. I think I could probably beat you with this because you're not that tough. Now she's fucking her up.
Just forearms across the face. You might need to stop this. That ref needs to get in there and start talking to her.
I was going to say, the ref is really cool looking. He's definitely better than referee Charles Mann.
Oh, hey, take it easy, everybody. But yes. I don't know. This could be it. Because I feel like she's got it locked in. Oh, nope, never mind. I'm way off. Tanaya's powering out of that. I don't even know what we call that move anymore. The camel clutch. Now back up. Firing away at the torso. What's Rusev call it? The annihilator? The eviscerator?
I'm not sure.
The retribution? The redeemer? Redemption? I don't remember.
He calls it whatever. He says all the above. He doesn't usually
accolade. I think it's the accolade when he's Rusev.
Okay.
When he's Miro, I don't remember. The eviscerator.
Right in the chest.
She slapped her. I mean, Robbie's definitely in control here. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. There's a reason she's the champ.
Yeah, you could tell. Johnny
Robbie. She was a badass in the fucking match I saw live, too.
You got to see her?
Oh, yeah. That was Luigi from Mario Luigi. The game.
Oh, yeah, now I know what you're talking about. I thought you meant the movie.
No, that doesn't sound like that.
And I thought, you don't sound like the... I don't remember who was Luigi in
Charlie
that movie.
Day.
Yeah. Everybody knows that. I was going to say Key and Peele, but he was Toad.
Yeah, he was.
I know they're two different people.
Totally was voiced by Key and Peele.
Two different Peele. They're two different people.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're not. They're Key and Peele to me. Oh! That's a momentum changer. That's what I call that. That Hurricane Rana was a momentum changer.
Oh, shit.
Look at this. Up, down, code breaker off the second rope.
That was super sick. And the little...
And instead of flying, but now she... But see, this is the problem is she's not... She's got to get on top of her.
Yeah. But she's also just got... beaten down. She's winded, my man.
I don't care. Do you want to win the championship or not?
I do.
I'm not saying I could do it, but I'm not in there. Oh, see, she's all over right now.
She's making a comeback here, man. They call her the comeback kid, Tanaya. That's what I call her.
Dang. Oh, she keeps hitting her in the face.
That was sick. Dreamers, I really hope you're watching.
Ooh, she need her in the face again.
She loves that.
I don't know if that's going to be a good enough cover. It was the cover. I
thought that was it, man.
If she got a real cover on there, she would have got her, I think.
Oh, I agree.
That's how close it was.
I agree with this crowd.
That guy's wearing Christmas pajamas.
We both have to add a match to our match counts after this, by the way.
Oh, I thought about that earlier. I wasn't going to tell you.
Oh.
I got to catch up to you somehow.
Just started.
I tried. I need the help already. Oh, we're back in it. Here we go. See, this is where you got to have that second gear of a champion.
This is actually like super quality wrestling, like the production and everything you feel. It's not like those times you watch where you're like, this is probably only fun to watch live. Like this one's watching on video is good.
No, there's plenty of indie matches I've watched, and it's like, this is hard to watch.
Nice.
Oh,
agreed. Even the old Ring of Honor sometimes, when, like I used to watch it back then, but now when I watch it, I'm like, this is ugly. But it's not enough to put the champ away. This looks better than old Ring of Honor if you aren't watching Cream.
It looks good. The quality is good.
Yeah.
I know we have it turned down, but the audio is good. The lighting, the wrestling, obviously, above all else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the wrestling is top-notch. Especially when Tanaya takes the title home, baby.
No.
Uh-oh. What is she doing?
Shoes of a champion.
Oh, no. Watch out. Johnny's going to...
Johnny Robbie's got the shoes of a champion.
Damn it, Johnny Robbie, you motherfucker. And that bubble
salt is exactly how Tanaya... Do you remember that? Shoes of a champion?
No.
Oh, LA Knight got drunk in NWA.
Oh, really?
Cut a funny promo. You never seen that? He comes out and goes, I got the shoes of a champion.
Maybe I do remember. I mean, I don't remember, but
I got the shoes of a champion. Did I already say shoes of a champion? Ha ha ha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's funny.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yes. Creamers, we thought that Tanaya was about to be pulled away.
That wasn't it.
Because she got screwed up. No, she kicked out, man. She's got the heart of a champion.
Oh. A what?
Kamagoya?
Is that what he called her?
I think it was a move.
Oh.
Dang, she dropped her on her noggin.
Yeah, stop doing that.
A lot of people don't know this, but you need that in order to survive.
Johnny Robbie, if this was a video game, Johnny Robbie's head would be red. After the knees, the strikes.
Tanaya.
No. I don't know what we... I don't know what we chant for Johnny Robbie.
I think it would be good for you to switch sides and come on to Team Tanaya.
Nah, winners win. And Johnny Robbie is a winner. I can just tell. I could tell by the attitude when she came out.
Yeah, she does have that attitude. That's a champion's
attitude. I don't
care.
Oh, double forearms to each other. Oh, and they meet in the middle for it again. And a third time. Oh.
Come on, Tanaya. You got this.
Tanaya is taking the lead here. Oh, but... Oh!
Fuck.
Oh, I like that move.
Shit.
It was simple, but I feel like I haven't seen that.
It was good, but I don't want her to get hurt. Come on.
Oh, she went for... Oh, no. Kick! Oh, reversal.
Bunch of reversals.
Pinning reversal. Pinning reversal. Pinning reversal. Pinning reversal. Did you say creamers?
I did, but now I keep accidentally hitting the button, trying to turn it off.
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool. Missed a kick and still stood on one foot and kicked
it. It was like a insecurity, but on one foot by yourself without the person holding your foot. Is this a powerbomb? Oh, it's over. Sit down powerbomb? Oh, it's not over because we don't want it to be yet. We're pulling her back in. Tries for the TY cape, but comes down bad.
had on the
I don't know.
YK.
Oh my goodness.
Guide our champion. German suplex.
Hung her up on the ropes.
Tanaya hit the German suplex.
German suplex by Tanaya. I gotta say, the crowd is definitely firmly behind Tanaya.
I find that too, man. And I understand because she's the clear correct choice to, you know, get behind. She's
no, look at that boom.
Dang, Johnny Robbie. Two first names.
Uh-oh. Yeah, next time we do that, we'll have to put Johnny Robbie on the list.
Right, good point. Oh, no.
What are we doing?
He got knocked out in the chaos, gang.
Oh, no.
This is not good. Johnny Robbie is going to cheat, I know it. She doesn't care about the rules. And
Johnny knows what she's doing. Oh, wow.
Who's this?
This is her buddies. Nobody. They had a trios match when I was there. It was really good. It was the best match of the whole show.
Oh, my gosh. It didn't work in their favor, the cheating.
Fair play. Your own petards.
Get out of here. What did he just call them?
Hell yeah.
Look at this.
Tanaya's beating up the boys.
Get him out of here.
She's fighting off these two men creamers that came into the ring to help Johnny Robbie
win. Quickly. Now she's going up top.
Uh-oh.
What's she going
to
do?
Split legged moonsault.
With no one to interfere. Covered by Tanaya.
Yes.
Oh my god, this isn't fair. Dude. No, it's because those guys showed up and screwed it all up. We had it well in hand, but congratulations. It was a well fought fight and earned.
That was a good ass match, man. And she won the title. Whoop. The new wave champion.
This was, in case you weren't able to watch along, it was Pride Style 43. Dreams Don't Die 4. I think.
She deserves it.
Was that the name of the show?
No, I just think she deserves it.
No, I know. I'm asking if that was the name of the show, though.
No.
Wiggle that mouse.
Oh, I thought you were asking me if she deserves it is the name of the show.
No, she deserves it. Is that what it was? Pride Style 43, Dreams Don't Die 4.
That was a good-ass match.
I just want people to see it if they're not able to watch along. Maybe or they don't want to hear us talk over
it. I'm
going
to put the link to this exact match in the description of the video.
No, that was good. I really enjoyed that. No, that's cool.
Creamers, why don't you comment below and tell us how much you liked that goddamn match, because it was fucking great.
I'd like to see more Pride Style. I know we're sponsoring the show January 10th, 2026, the year of Super Kicks in Las Vegas, Nevada. But I mean, you can stream it or something, maybe. I don't know. Find that out.
I'm going to find that information. I've been looking for it. I can't find that information, but I will find it. I'll put it
I know you're not going to be able to see it live unless you already have a ticket, because they've sold out again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of WrestleGream.
Things that suck don't sell out.
Because of their own merit.
Duh.
Yeah.
No, they were sold out before we sponsored, if we can be honest.
We can.
I don't know if that's true either, though. So
it probably is. It probably is. Sammy Deddy.
What?
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
Working well with others is a mandatory pillar of success, not just in your career, but in all of life. Often people focus only on hard work instead of being aware and grateful to all those who help make things possible.
Sammy Deddy.
Yep.
What's your match count for 2026? Oh, man. Oh, actually, whoa, yeah. What's your final match count for 2025?
Is that what you want to do first?
The year that used to be our lives.
Whatever it was last week, which was 720 for the year.
That's pretty goddamn good, man.
Yeah, it's not the best, but
well,
it's
last
the worst
year,
because there's only two of us.
In 2024, the year of our Lord,
I beat you.
Watched 700 matches, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you've gotten more matches this year than
all
I
right,
got
so
the year
I'm not
before.
The, yeah, so that means you had the worst year ever, because I had one more than you that year.
No doubt, dude. You did not have the worst year. Yeah, you beat me last year, but you did not beat me in 2025.
Oh, no. Well,
the year
what was your
lives.
Count?
My final match count of 2025 was 926 matches.
That's too many.
My final match of the year, did I write that down? I did not. But my match of the year, my favorite match of the year, was Hangman Adam Page versus Will Ospreay at Double or Nothing 2025.
Okay.
What about
I think you? That's fair. My favorite match?
Mm-hmm.
I think John Cena and AJ Styles. I was trying to think, and it's hard to remember back to like earlier in the year for me, because things feel like they were a year ago or 2 years, whatever. But I'm assuming it's very similar to you, is when I thought about what should be my match of the year. I'm like, well, that's the match. I don't know if it was... I'm not saying which one had the best work rate or the best technical match or the best whatever. It was just a match that I remember feeling the most while watching.
Same.
And they did all the, at least for mine, they did all the callbacks.
Yeah.
It was something the fans wanted, and that's why they did it. And they did the special introduction. And it was just fun. So I just remember sitting there and just, it wasn't even a, I feel like a lot of times I like for a match of the week, or I think you're the same, that we think of like the best match we saw at that show or whatever is like the one that had us on the edge of the seat, which mm-hmm. it normally is.
Right.
Where I feel like the John Cena and AJ Styles one, I actually just sat back and enjoyed
That's
it.
That's cool.
Where I feel like your pick, while still a great match and maybe better than the one I picked, that's an edge of your seat kind of match.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was torn because it was either going to be that or it was going to be... Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland versus the Young Bucks from All In.
Oh, that was really good.
That was.
See, I would have said that was like a year ago. I guess it was, but 2 years ago then.
Yeah,
I'm just I have to like look it up or start mm-hmm. keeping better track, which I'm not going to do.
No, yeah, but both of them, and I rewatched mm-hmm. both of them, and I went to see which one I did prefer, and I was like, okay, this one is just too good.
This is
too good.
But both of them I guessed wrong on who I thought would win going into the show.
Doesn't matter. Sometimes that adds to it.
Which is kind of funny because one time I was wrong thinking Will Ospreay would win, and then the other time I was wrong thinking Will Ospreay would lose. Well, okay. Who was your favorite wrestler of 2025?
Oh, God. I don't know. Do you have an answer?
Yeah.
All right, go first.
My favorite wrestler of 2025, the year that used to be of our lives,
mm-hmm.
is Bandido.
That's a good pick. I like Bandido. He's cool.
I mean,
That's not my pick, but...
He just had amazing match after amazing match. Anytime when I would watch him in a tag match with Buddy King, or anytime when he was in a singles mm-hmm. match, be it in AEW or Ring of Honor, like his match with Takeshita, I just been always blown away by the little guy.
Yeah, anytime I saw him, he was great.
And he has a super fucking cool look.
It's different. It's different enough. It's not like way out there that it's weird and distracting, but it's different enough. It gets your attention.
Yeah.
I figured I was just going to pick John Cena. I don't want to just keep picking. I pick John Cena for like everything.
Yeah,
he's my match of the week. Everyone,
it's your last chance.
John Cena.
You're never going to be able to
John
pick him
Cena.
Again.
I know. I'll take John Cena because I had fun. It wasn't. I mean, we talked about it, and the whole retirement tour was not overall perfect. Looking back at the whole thing. No, it was far from perfect. I would say it was not good, even.
Okay.
The majority of it. And it could have been done like 50 different ways that would have been better.
Yeah, yeah.
But the good was good, and we were along for the ride, and whatever. I mean, he'll be in movies and Honda commercials, so I'll be all right, but. Still, it's just the fact that it's like, oh, he's not even going to show up at WrestleMania. I mean, he's not going to come and wrestle at WrestleMania. Maybe he's at WrestleMania, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be.
Whatever. So, I'll go John Cena just because the last year.
Yeah, you're never going to be able to pick him again.
Thank you for your service, John.
Yeah. He's basically a vegan.
I think that's what he said. He said, thank you for letting me serve you or something on the way out. That was like the last thing he said on the TV.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet. My female wrestler of the year, my woman's wrestler of the year.
Woman's wrestler of the year, 2025.
Tony Storm. It's an easy one for me. She was the best.
Her and Mariah May was this year, right? 2025, I mean.
Yes.
I mean, that was great.
That
feels like 2 years ago.
It does feel like a really long time ago. 2025 was a very long
year. That one match could have been... That's what match I'd want to give a shout out to. Was it the Death Do Us Part or the final battle? I don't remember what they called it. Hollywood Ending. Yeah. That was... that wasn't like the greatest match ever, but I was really into that one.
It was very good.
I can't believe that was this year. That was a feud that I was into as much as any feud.
I know. It's wild, isn't it?
That could be feud of the year. It's not, but it could be. But we're not doing that.
It could be.
So, I think for me... Watching more WWE, obviously, the choices would be Stephanie Vaquer, who we always pick,
right,
or Io Sky.
Both great.
And if I could be totally honest,
which you can,
I think I pick Io.
I think that's a good choice, man.
I think Io is the women's performer of the year.
Hell yeah.
I don't know who else it would be. Besides Stephanie, obviously, like I said. But
Katie Arquette.
Well, yeah, but that's...
That's why my male of the year is Derek Dillinger, and my female wrestler of the year is Katie Arquette.
My male wrestler of the year is Wes Barkley.
Ah, good choice.
And my female wrestler of the year is Katie Arquette. Two of the best. Three of the best.
That's right. Well, you could also pick Jessie Blair, friend of the show, Jessie Blair. Because she did debut last year.
There wasn't enough body of work for
that's true. That's true. But 2026 is definitely...
Respectfully.
I think 2026 is her year, man.
Hey, can be. It's wide open right now. There's only been like 50 shows in the world.
That's true.
Of professional wrestling.
That's right, man.
So it's wide open for Blair or Arquette or Dillinger or Bart. It's open. It's wide open. It's a brand new world.
I'll tell you who my favorite wrestler of the year, male wrestler of the year wasn't. Gregory Iron.
What? No. Well, he was hurt.
He was hurt. And also, like, the matches that he did have, I wasn't impressed.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
I like wrestling. I have a thing where I'm like, I'm really into, like, good wrestlers.
If he listened to this show, he would be so disappointed in you right now. And he would make that noise.
Wrestle cream bullshit.
I know.
There's wrestling and also cream involved. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, he's right. Oh, I didn't know that's what he said.
I cut it off too early, I guess. So what's your match count for 2026, the year of super kicks?
7. I don't even have to look. 7.
Was that how many matches were on Monday Night Raw?
No, there was 4. Oh, I was going to tell you that they had 4 matches. CM Punk won one of them. And the other 3 were women's matches. I was very surprised
That's pretty cool.
They had the women's tag match. And honestly, I'll give them credit for this. It wasn't like the greatest Raw ever. But the first match was a tag match, and Rhea and Io won the tag belts.
Yeah, second, I saw that, yeah.
Was it the second match? I think it was the second match. Becky Lynch won the Intercontinental belt for Maxine Dupri.
Two title changes.
Third match, Liv Morgan beat Lyra Valkyria whatever that is. And then CM Punk beat Braun.
I know.
Keep his belt.
He didn't get her in Conrad.
The pile driver. I saw that you read.
Yeah, I've been going on the Wrestle Cream Instagram and then, what is it called? Like
reposting
everything that's negative about CM Punk.
That's fine.
And then because nobody could like start a fight with me about it, you know what I mean? They can't. Were you going to message me?
Yeah. We're not worried
but
about
seriously
that.
Though, I mean, the guy, he is just, I agree with literally everything Kevin Nash says about him.
You picked him last week for Veteran of the Year.
Because I'm a nice guy.
The Veteran of the Year got CM Punk.
That was this year. Or that was last year. This is 2 years? This year, God damn it.
2 weeks, I mean. Anyway, so no, Raw had 4 matches. We just watched 1 match, so that's 5 on the watch along. You want to know what my other 2 are? I'm very excited to tell you.
I'd love to hear it.
I don't know who wrestled in the 1. And okay. I am completely indifferent about it, and I don't care. It was the first pre-show match for Wrestle Kingdom. It was like 4 young boys.
Uh-huh.
It was very confusing because they all had black tights and black boots, and they all had literally identical outfits.
Yeah, that's how they match. Yeah, they always do that with the Young Lions. Yeah,
well, right, but I was just very fucking confused.
No, it is always hard to figure out.
So I had no idea what happened, but I watched that because I was going to watch everything for Wrestle Kingdom, and then I didn't. But my 7th match, but it was really my 6th match. No, it was
today.
My 2nd match was there was a retirement match. I don't know if you heard at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
No, you were familiar?
I did hear about that. Yeah.
It was Okada.
Uh-huh. Kazuchika Okada. Yeah, yeah.
How do you say the first name?
Kazuchika?
No.
Oh, Hiroshi.
Hiroshi. Or as I like to call him, Hair. Oh, I sent up a thing.
Oh, sorry.
I like to call him Hair Roshi because the creamy I want to add is best hair. Because I think he has, Tanahashi has the best hair in wrestling history, I might say.
So I'm going to let the creamers in on a little secret here, okay?
So that's my match of the week too.
Next week we're doing we're gonna have wrestle rugs on.
Are we really?
Yes, and he is going to compete against you.
Me?
And since he's wrestle rugs, the game is going to be guessing wrestlers. This was your idea. Guessing who wrestlers are based on only seeing their rugs, which we mean the top of their hair.
He's wrestle rugs.
And I was trying to find guys who would be easy, you know, and hard, so that it was mixed, you know, the you guys get easy ones.
Mixed nuts.
And I just Googled wrestler hair, and it was just a bunch of pictures of Tanahashi.
Dude, his hair is, it's ridiculous, and especially like the career retrospect and all. There's literally a thing where it was just like headshots. Did you post it? I don't know who posted it, but it was all his headshots. I got really confused because they do the reading right to left.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, wait, why does he look older in this? And I'm like, oh, it's because it's from that side. I would love to read. What are their comic books called?
Manga.
I would love to read them, but I can't. I can't do it. I've tried.
You're just so used to left to right.
Because it's backwards to me.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. Why doesn't somebody just publish them the way we read it so that we would buy that way?
I don't know. I mean,
it can't be that hard to do, right? Wouldn't they make more money?
Well, they might do that.
It keeps me away. I'm one person. I can't be the only one that's kept away from it because it's right to left.
You can watch on Netflix, you can watch Squid Game. With American dub, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's no dub, there's no English dub of Parasite, which is also a South Korean movie. Yeah. And there's no American/English dub of Mother, which is another Bong Joon-ho movie.
Why not?
And he says the reason is because it's like, that's what the movie is. This is the movie. This is the language they speak in the movie. Like
it's subtitles?
The culture of this movie. This is the art of this movie. Yeah, I use subtitles.
Oh, that's fine then. All right, I can accept that.
But I think that this is the equivalent of that. I think like manga, like that's the way it comes. And you either read it that way or you don't read it.
Well, I'm not going to read it then. But I can accept that. That's fine. That's a fine answer. I'm not going to read your books.
Because I already read enough American comics and stuff. I don't want to add more stuff to it.
Oh, normal comics. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, they are. That's what we originally were. Okay.
I just want to say
or horror comics. I mean,
oh, or Marvel zombies. That's both. Hiroshi Tanahashi
and Okada is your match of the week.
Yeah, that was cool. Okay. I don't know the history besides like what they showed.
Sure,
and I've read about them for my whole life, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I've heard about them and read about them and I've seen matches and stuff like that. And it was very cool how they did the whole, I did like the match better the first time I saw it when it was John Cena versus Gunther, but they did a good job of following up on that as the sequel.
Okada and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good
just copied. Yeah. I mean, they just or copied spin-off. Cena. Remake, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, reboot. It was good. It was good. No, there was a lot of things that they did in general that I was like, it made me think of that just because it was the retiring of a guy that's wrestled for 20 plus years. Obviously, there was the easy comparisons there.
Sure. The only difference, I think, is that Okada likes Tanahashi.
Gunther likes everybody. Had the personal investment in Tanahashi that I did of John Cena, then I think that'd be one of my favorite things ever.
Oh yeah. Sure.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
It felt like it was good. And then I watched a fucking hour.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
When I was, I watched it live because here in Portland, the city that I live in, it started at 11 PM.
Yeah.
Which it started at what? Like 1 PM there or 1 AM?
Two.
Two.
Yeah. Because 11 plus three is two.
So much easier to watch over here. And, I fell asleep in the main event and then I woke up and it was a celebration and then I fell back asleep and then I woke up and it was still the celebration.
I fell asleep when I tried to watch it too. And it wasn't because it was bad. It was just because I tried to, I didn't watch it live. Like I just watched it late on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then finished it. Or actually I finished it today. Once he won, I saw there was an hour left and I'm like, what the fuck? So then I watched that today.
Yeah.
Some of it. Like I knew Jay White came out. I didn't know Kenny and,
Ibushi,
his boyfriend, were there.
Mm-hmm. The lovers,
but I felt bad. I felt terrible
because you hate them.
No, because he can't fucking walk.
Oh,
he's got a broken fibula. They're like making him walk to the ring like he couldn't.
And it was a long ramp too.
Like, I feel like that's the honor and him showing respect or whatever. Yeah. But like, fuck, man, let him come in. Like, let him come in the back door.
Because Naito just.
Thank you.
Naito just debuted in Noah, and him and Bushi, not Kota Ibushi, but a guy called just Bushi, won the tag team titles, the GHC tag team.
They were there.
Yeah.
You brought
him. Right. Yes. And then
you brought him. He didn't give a fuck.
And now Los Ingobernables de Japón is called Los Tranquilos de Japón.
I was so confused because he said adios.
Yeah. Which means.
Because I'm like, all right, hello. I know that one. I knew that, but no, they did a good job. They did it. It was cool how they brought everybody out. I did see the thing where WWE said Shinsuke Nakamura couldn't go, and I'm like, that's stupid.
Oh, I know. That sucks.
Even I would have been even okay with, or it's not, who cares what I think, but it just, my thought when I read that was like, well, just let him go and say like, hey, we don't want you going on TV.
Right. At least let him be there. I know, but then they book him to do like a little
But then didn't they do, who's the other guy from AEW that wrestled there?
Takeshita.
Yeah. He had like one of Shinsuke's armbands on or whatever's. Uh-huh.
Did you hear that? Did you like see the press conference afterwards that he said?
Nope.
Shinsuke gave him that to wear.
Yeah. Well, like specifically, this is my way to be there.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I read the quote or something, though.
I guess when Shinsuke, Konosuke Takeshita moved to the United States, Nakamura like is helping him with the adjustment over here and is like super nice and like his mentor kind of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know they were that close.
Right. But yeah, it does suck.
Whatever.
I mean, especially because like, who cares? You know, like why can't you just let the little guy go?
That's not going to, him going there isn't going to make, I don't know, unless they're
not
happy.
People
like,
are going to be like, wow, WWE is pretty cool now.
Yeah, like I don't think anybody's going to watch New Japan because a WWE guy went there.
Right.
Like, unless, you know what I mean? Like, if he went back there to wrestle.
And then they're going to be like, I want to see Shinsuke come out and say goodbye to his friend. And then they watch the show. And then they go, I don't want to watch WWE anymore. I'm only going to watch
Shinsuke. It's not like anybody that's watching WWE is going to be like, oh my God, Shinsuke's leaving. Because they haven't really. And that's no disrespect to him. I got to see him fight John Cena the only time I ever fought him in person on SmackDown.
That's really cool. Well,
I think it was the only time he fought him.
According to Wrestling Observer, which, you know, if you believe them or you don't, they said that Shinsuke asked for his release so that he could be at the show. And they made it seem like they were going to let him have it. And in like good faith, they let Jeff Cobb go early, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way he could debut in WWE. And then WWE didn't let him go after, like didn't let him have his release after all. This is just what they're reporting. I mean, I don't
really. Take it with a grain of salt. But
I mean, I could see it.
Let's just say it came out as 100% true. You wouldn't be like, oh my God.
Right.
You would be like, yeah, it figures.
I would be more shocked to find out that it wasn't true.
Yeah, it's probably, truth is somewhere in the middle, I'm sure.
That's what they do when they do what they do. Did you see that video of Triple H?
No, is that what he said?
It's just like a compilation of him saying, it's what we do. It's what we do. And like he says it like,
we make movies.
Yeah.
Or is that a Vince thing? That's a Vince thing.
It's what we do. It's what we do. It's what we do. I was going to make it at the end of this video, but I did something else instead. I already got it all set up.
Oh, baby. But anyway, what's your match count? We talked about my match.
That's
my
true.
Seven matches.
My match
longer
count.
Than most of them were.
My match count. Hot Joe's match count of 2026, the year of super kicks.
Yes, yes.
Is 16.
That's like twice as many plus some.
True, by plus two.
Oh, yeah, that would be the number. Yeah, but what's your match of the week? Is it the same? We can have the same.
Did you write the first match you put?
Saw? I said it. The first match I saw, I don't know.
Oh.
It was a bunch of young lions rolling around with each other.
That was the first one. Okay.
I could look it up, but
they were doing some rolly arounds.
It was fine. No, nothing was bad. I don't know who anybody is, and I couldn't tell the difference, so it was kind of hard to get into.
Right, no,
What was your first match?
My first match, since I was saying before how I was watching that Pro Wrestling Noah show,
yeah,
and it ended my 2025, and it began my 2026.
Yeah.
And so my first match was Takahashi versus Amasaka for the GHC Junior Heavyweight title at Noah, the new year 2026.
Was that match going on as the time changed, or it happened
No, I counted the one that started before the time change as last year.
Okay, I was just curious.
So I counted this match as is the first match when like that started in 2020.
I agree. No, I agree. That's how I would have counted it.
And I only knew that it was New Year because fireworks went off exactly at midnight. Yeah,
I knew it.
They also had a drone show here too. We were going to go to it, but
that's cool.
Sleepy.
You're sleeping at like 9 o'clock. It wasn't even dark yet.
Yeah, she was a real sleeper, if you will. My match of the week was Yoda Tsuji versus Takeshita at Wrestle Kingdom 20 for the global and the world heavyweight title, which, spoiler alert, Yoda Tsuji won, and now it is not the world heavyweight title. He split them back up, and it's the heavyweight title and the intercontinental title, which is now retired, and the global title is taking its place. I think it might be taking its lineage, and the heavyweight title is taking the world title's lineage and adding it to the old lineage with like AJ Styles and Kenny Omega and people like that on there, which everybody wanted. So it's cool.
That's what I said. I said that was going to happen. So
you predicted it.
That's why I didn't even watch that. That's why I didn't even watch that match, because I just knew, he's going to win, and then he's going to split that belt and put that lineage with that.
Yeah, I remember you were saying that, and I was like, "You're crazy, Sammy."
Yeah, that was my listen to last week's show. That was my prediction for this year.
Why do you even say stuff like this? You're just embarrassing yourself, you fool. And then who's the fool? Me.
Them. The people that told me not to. That's check first prediction, dead on. Wait till the next one happens.
Hell yeah, man. Sammy Daddy.
Huh.
Do you have a room for Cream?
I have two. Quick ones, though.
You have two?
It doesn't work that way. Let me pull up the one because I don't remember what it was. I got it. My first one is that 195 years ago today, this day that we're recording. You see what I'm pointing at? Cleveland sign. The name of the city was changed from Cleveland with an A in it to no A. Did you know that? I knew it was spelled like that originally, but I didn't know.
But I did not know that today was the day.
Did you know why or how, if this is true, which I believe?
Does it have anything to do with like print journalism?
Absolutely. 100%, actually. That's fucking crazy. How'd you know that?
That's just why like all those like British words that are like color is spelled with a U, and then we have it without the U. That's the reason.
So the Cleveland Advertiser changed the city's name from Cleveland, Cleveland, to Cleveland, how it's spelled now, to fit on the paper's masthead.
Makes
so close.
Sense.
It wasn't specifically what you said, but like 99.9%. So I thought that was interesting. I never knew that. I didn't know it was. I knew it was Cleveland with the A.
Yeah.
And then it changed, but who would have thought?
I know.
Because of a newspaper. Like, what even is a newspaper?
No one knows because they don't exist anymore.
The other
thing. Be in the Stone Age, Sammy Daddy.
you're telling me.
Goodness.
Paper Age.
Goodness me.
They should call the Stone Age the Paper Age.
I will.
That's what I do. So I used to really be up on like what movies were coming out.
Yeah.
Like I would know even movies I didn't even care about. I would know about them. I knew what was coming out. I used to watch them. I don't even know if it's still the channel, but TNA used to be on it, but I think it was Pop TV and X. Then it became Access, AXS.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do a lot of music stuff. They had a lot of good shows. They literally had a show though, that was called Nothing But Trailers. And it was literally that. It was nothing but movie trailers.
That's cool.
So you'd be watching commercials for these movies. Then it would go to commercial.
Yeah.
Then it would come back and have more movie trailers. And I honestly used to record it and watch it regularly.
Yeah. Well, sometimes did the commercial break have a movie trailer in it?
I feel like it would every once
in
a while. And
then you'd be like, oh, it's back on. And then it would be a regular.
Yeah, it'd be very confusing. Shame. It was almost like picture in picture. But worse.
Yeah.
I'm prefacing that with that because I used to know everything when it was coming out, blah, 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 blah. There's a movie coming out called Greenland 2. Have you heard of this?
No.
Gerard.
And I do feel that I am.
And I think you're pretty good about it too.
Uh-huh. And I don't know how. I mean, I didn't even know that there was a fucking new Robin Hood movie until the trailer dropped today.
Didn't even know that there was one as of right
Hugh
now.
Hugh Jackman
still
is playing Robin Hood.
Huge Jackman?
The very same. But he's playing an old man Robin Hood. It's kind of like, it's like old man Logan. It's like Logan the movie, but with Robin Hood.
Like
and
the,
he, and he,
are you talking about the wrestler
like,
that lost his mask?
No, not that guy.
Oh, okay.
There, he's the movie is actually based about him though, and
Robin Hood.
Yeah, and so this guy Robin Hood, he's an old man Robin Hood, and he's like, guys, I was actually everything I did was bad. I shouldn't have killed all those rich guys and give them.
Let's go give all the money to the rich.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of
sounds like a good movie.
It's an A24 movie.
Sounds like it's going to be great.
It's got Billy Skarsgård in it.
Billy Skarsgård. It.
Yes.
Okay.
And he doesn't go by Billy, but I always accidentally call him that. My wife's like, why are you calling him Billy? And I just think because
I don't fucking know him.
He just seems like a
bear. He doesn't know me.
Right.
Get out of here. Anyhow, Billy.
Proceed.
So there's a movie coming out called Greenland 2 Migration. And I have no idea what it's about, but it looks like it was like a end of the world kind of scenario. And probably everybody went to Greenland, I'm assuming. And then more bad things are going to happen. Oh, it's Gerard Butler. You know what I'm talking about from 300?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Gerard Butler, yeah.
And I don't know what her name is. Morena something? Carey. No. Morena something, the Deadpool's girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
Another stuff. She was in the series V.
I don't know.
You don't know this?
I mean, I know what she looks like. I just don't know the actress's name.
She was
Marina Shafir?
On Firefly and Serenity.
That doesn't even that doesn't.
She was in Gotham. I'm naming things you like.
I've never seen any of those shows.
Gotham?
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen. But I thought you'd like them. Yeah. See, I knew it.
All right.
So anyway, that movie's coming out, and I'm still kind of convinced that there it's Greenland 2, but there was never a Greenland movie.
You think?
So
like Trolls 2.
And I've had but there was a Trolls.
Or it was a Trolls 3 and there's no Trolls 2. I don't know.
There is a Trolls 2.
The fuck am I thinking?
But I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm thinking. And it's fucking with me because I'm pretty aware of like movies. Even like ones I'll never see and have no interest in. I'm at least aware. I've heard it. Somehow it gets in my vision.
Yeah, it's in your
eyes. Or I see something. So I did. However, I've been thinking this for like 2 or 3 weeks, as long as I've seen it advertised. And I don't remember what streaming platform. And even if I did, I wouldn't fucking say because they don't pay us any money. But I'm on one of the streaming platforms and I see Greenland come up. And it says it came out in 2020.
Really?
And all I can think is I was on top of my shit in 2020 when it came to movies because all the movies were coming out on all the streaming services. So I knew what everything was.
So you think that this is a lie and they planted it?
I don't know, but I refuse to watch it maybe I'll watch it. I was going to watch. I watched Saw 10 and Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Those are the last two movies I watched.
They should maybe do a good crossover.
Ace.
He comes out of the anus of a rhino and then he lands right in a bear trap.
No, that's the thing. He's in the rhino. Oh, no, because he could get out of the rhino. I was going to say that could be the trap.
Right.
There we go. So, yeah, Greenland. I don't think there was ever a movie named Greenland.
No. No, I don't trust it.
I don't believe it.
I don't think so either.
And if I find what streaming service it was on, I'm not going to watch it. So that's my room for cream. Greenland isn't a movie. Cleveland lost its A. So if you look right here between the E, this first E and the V, that's the A hole.
There used to be an A by that V.
Yeah,
but
that's
now
the
there's
A-hole.
No A.
Yeah, that's the A hole right there.
By that V.
The A hole. That's the A-hole in Cleveland right here. I'm putting finger. See right where I'm sticking my finger right in the A-hole.
Yeah. If you ask me, though, the real A-hole in Cleveland is referee Charles Van. Hey.
Where's he been? Anyway.
Well, now we're going to hear from friend of the show, Jesse Blair.
Nice.
Hello, Cream Nation. It is Jesse Blair, the Rosetta Stone, coming at you again. I appreciate all the well wishes about my finger. Still haven't figured out the green mist yet, but the finger's getting better.
You will.
As much.
You got
but
this.
We're all okay. All right. So 2026, new year. That means new resolutions. And that to my room for cream. I think we can leave the dirty sodas in 2025. All it is just half-assing your way into getting a float. I love root beer floats. Not a big full sugar soda, but when I do, it's when I get a root beer float. If you want to float, get a float. Don't half-ass your way into just having a little bit of cream in your full sugar soda. Do your full sugar soda and do your full cream ice cream for that good float. Anyways, thank y'all.
I love a root beer float.
Thank you, Jesse Blair. I do too.
I love you too.
I didn't even know that there was a thing called root beer soda. Did she say
love y'all?
Well, we love you back.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to say it back if somebody says it.
Yeah, no, it's just really rude not to. But no, I didn't even know about a dirty soda. And
I don't know what that means. Wrong.
As a creamsman myself, I wouldn't want to let Cream Erica down. So I got to tell you, the truth here is that I would not want to, you know, deter anybody from adding cream to anything, soda or otherwise. You looking up pictures?
Dirty soda is a customizable, creamy, and flavorful soda concoction made by mixing a base soda, like Diet Coke or Dr. Pepper, with flavored syrups and a splash of cream or half and half, often served over nugget ice with a citrus garnish. That's from the AI on Google, though, so
true.
I'm not big on that.
No, that was the quickest.
I didn't want to take too long to get the answer.
I'm going to agree with Jesse Blair.
Just
root beer float.
After that quick synopsis, I'm in.
When I was a kid, when I was a little boy, my mom would get just like put chocolate ice cream and Pepsi in a bowl. And it was like a Pepsi float. Now, I feel like in retrospect, chocolate ice cream and Pepsi, I don't really feel that that goes together very well.
I like both of those things.
But they were good. I liked it as a kid. When I eventually had a root beer float, I realized that my mom was a stupid bitch.
Well, you can do like orange, an orange pop.
That's true. Like a creamsicle type of.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Or my nephew and father-in-law, that's like a thing they have. They do floats like after dinner or stuff when we get together for certain things.
Delicious treat.
And he'll get like special pops, just like a bottle from.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not a name brand.
Sure. It's like,
but he gets like with different, like he got like a pineapple one or a banana
like
one.
In the glass bottle?
Like Jones soda or something like that.
There's one that's like, I used to work at Arby's and we had like a time period where we had,
you know,
these
what I'm talking about.
Sodas. And
but yeah, so they'll do those root beers.
They have it at a Boss Chicken Beer, and the root beer it's the most delicious root beer you've ever had.
You're
a root beer guy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to have this kind of root beer, man. I think you're going to be blown away.
I like root beer and root beer floats.
Go to Boss.
I think the chocolate
beer.
Ice cream part's what's weird.
It is weird.
I think you could do a Pepsi float.
Huh?
I think you could do a Pepsi float.
You can do a Pepsi float. But I do agree that the weird thing about it is that the
it should be the vanilla.
It should be vanilla because also people hate vanilla ice cream. I'm not a hater of vanilla ice cream.
I like vanilla.
I prefer it. And I don't think it's boring. And I think saying that it's boring is weird. But because
I'll get vanilla when we go somewhere for like an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why wouldn't you get something a little more? Because I'm going to get the vanilla and then I'm going to know what I need to know about this ice cream shop.
True.
And if I should spend my time coming back.
Right.
Because if I get Snickle Framboozle, I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, you don't
Was
know.
That a good Snickle Framboozle or a bad Snickle Framboozle?
And if you have it and you don't like it, you can't judge the entire place about it because it's not a normal flavor.
Yeah, but I can judge them on their vanilla.
You can. I have a similar situation going on right now, actually, because there's this pizza shop near us. It's a vegan pizza shop called Boxcar Pizza. You've heard of it because I remember.
Yeah, I looked it up on the map.
And it's cute. They got a little doggy on the pizza box. And, but anyhow... their number one, like most popular type of pizza is called a cheeseburger pizza. Okay.
What?
Yeah. And
how'd I do that?
We decided to try their pizza the other day and we were like, we didn't want to get the cheeseburger pizza. We got the traditional pizza because you have
just
to,
a pizza.
You have to see if you have to judge
what you get
a regular
like
old
just
pizza.
A cheese pizza.
Yeah. Just like a pepperoni pizza.
Well,
they have strange names for them. I think it was.
But I was going to say, same deal. I agree with that. Like, I like pepperoni
pizza.
It's the
same type of thing.
That's
right.
My favorite. I'll have this kind or that kind or whatever. But
right. I'm not going to go and get like a barbecued chicken pizza as the first time I'm trying the pizza because that's not what you based your.
What I will say, there's a place here, Boom Pizza. Did you ever go there?
I did not, but I've heard of it.
They were really good, and we went with some friends actually before we went to AIW show, and I think we got three pizzas.
Nice.
But so we did get like. weird pizza, not weird, but you know what I mean? Weird pizza with mushrooms and chicken and something else. And then this one had this, this, and this. And then this one was pepperoni. And the first one I took from was pepperoni.
Of course.
Because I'm like, well, let me get into this. We already bought three pizzas, but, and then we ate a bunch of pizza. And all three were good.
But you started off correctly. You got your palate, it can't be cursed by these strange.
But then, you know what? They do the same thing because like a cheese pizza is like a Kevin McAllister or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to look up right now because I'm trying to remember what the hell they call this regular old pizza. There was a...
Why are we talking about this? Oh, root beer floats.
Yeah, you know how sometimes people bring up a root beer float and it gets you to talking about pizza.
Oh, you're looking up something?
Yeah, I'm not going to look
up. All right, I'll fill the air by myself. I've done this
before.
You don't
have to because I'm not doing that.
Did you make any resolutions?
New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I'm not usually a...
I don't do that either. Person. I also don't like... in Lent, you know, even when I used to believe in God,
spoiler alert, you give up something.
I would never do it because I was thinking like Jesus only had to give up something once and I'm expected to give something up every year. That's just not right.
I didn't even think of it that way.
He's a prick.
I just didn't like giving stuff up. So I did make a resolution this year. I think it was at midnight. We were at our neighbors.
Nice.
And, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. And then not the party blowers that like spiral out.
Yeah.
Just the one, and like the little frills are on the end of it and they kind of go when you blow into it.
Yeah, I don't remember those. Yeah.
I want to fart in one and make it before
that's
the end
a
of the
good,
year.
That's
my resolution.
All right. That's a good one.
We did it and I was like, I put it by my butt as like a joke, like, hey, everybody, look at me. Ha ha ha. Uh-huh. And I was like, do it. Like kind of called me out. I'm like, well, I don't have to fart right now, so it's not going to work. So it's kind of like it hit me in the pride style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I like that.
So
that's good. You should definitely do that.
So I want to fart. I'll try to do it on the show or at least get a video that we
you got
to
do it on the show.
But I'm going to have to. Yeah, I'm going to put it. I don't have one with me, but
we'll like pixelate your butt.
I'm trying to fart right now. What is not coming out?
I don't hear anything. I guess I'll do a New Year's resolution too, because I really want to get a bike. I don't have a bike. And so I guess that's my resolution is I'm going to get a bike because I want to bike around town. I don't want to drive a car. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be good for the old environment.
I don't know who you're waving at.
Now it's time for Ronnie Two Legs' room. Now it's time for my room for cream.
Oh, you're first?
Yes, because I want to do
the show with
you,
Ronald?
Then them, then me, then them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if there's three thems?
There's not, because Derek Dillinger, friend of the show, Creamers, he actually did not do a room for cream this week. And the reason is because he can't. Because he's taking care of business. Somebody, and this is true, broke in to Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos, the restaurant that Derek Dillinger owns, and they stole all the meat and they replaced it with lettuce.
Nuh-uh. He hates lettuce.
He hates lettuce. He's not. He doesn't serve lettuce in the restaurant. You're allowed to bring it in if you want, but he would not. He does not put it.
He would be more. Yeah, he would be more mad if you just, or he'd be less mad if you just took the meat.
Yeah, honestly,
he'd be mad if you took the money.
I think so.
Putting
too.
Lettuce in there. He likes the green, but not that kind.
Hell yeah!
I've said that about him for years. Years.
My room for cream.
Okay.
I think the idea of burning a photo of your enemy's dead dad is lame. I'm not being a hater either. When wrestlers do shit to fuck with their rival outside of a wrestling match, I try to imagine it. If it would enrage me if it happened to me. For example, if my enemy went into my house in the middle of the night and went into my child's room and put their t-shirt in the crib, I do not, nor will I have a child, but that would make me very mad. If my rival burned my childhood home down that I just recently bought, I'd be very understandably pissed. If my rival handcuffed me to the turnbuckle post, RKO'd my wife, and then kissed her lips as she laid there unconscious, I would, of course, be furious. But burning a photo.
Classic.
It's not like he dug Dusty up and burned his remains. It's a fucking print of a photo. Who cares? Cody has a perfectly good family Drew could torment, and he burns a photo. Just stupid. It's no different from having a photo in your phone and deleting it. It only makes you mad if you want to be mad.
Yeah, but he wants to be mad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, now it all makes sense.
I'm sorry. I take it back. I don't have a room.
I did see somebody tweet like, or I don't know, tweet.
No, I thought everybody liked it.
I think I got two things to bring up to tell you how bad it. One's to show you how silly it is. One's to show you how bad it is and why it works.
Okay.
The why it's silly is somebody's like, can you believe that Drew burnt that picture? You could easily Google and reprint at any time.
I agree with that person.
I didn't think of that, but I'm like, that's really a good point. Like, it wasn't like a personal photo.
Right. It wasn't his photo.
There could be a layer added to it if it's I got this from your house.
If he had like a photo album and it was clearly because then you would go, that's obviously Cody Rhodes' family's
those aren't
album.
From the internet.
And then he takes it out of the little plastic and then burns it.
Throws it in a garbage can and burns it.
Right. That would be different.
So I didn't watch the SmackDown, right? I didn't watch SmackDown, but I'd watch the highlights or whatever. And I put it on, and my daughter happened to be there, and she's, who's that, whatever. Mm-hmm. She knows Drew McIntyre. I think I've talked about it before, and for whatever reason, he's one of her favorites. I don't know why, but whatever. So she's like, what's he doing? I'm like, oh, he's lighting a picture of Cody Rhodes and his dad on fire. And she's like, well, that's bad. She goes, I don't like that at all. That's pretty mean.
Yeah.
So it worked.
Okay.
Well, because she was a Drew McIntyre fan, and now she, even today, not seeing Drew McIntyre, but something wrestling must have came up, or I said something, maybe I said about the show or something. I don't know. Even today, though, she brought up like that stinky Drew McIntyre.
That's cute.
He was mean. So it works for kids that are five or under,
which is the demographic.
You're telling me. I love it. No, it's kind of, I don't know. I got to figure it out this year. That's my other resolution. Figure this shit out.
What was the other thing, though? You said there was two things. One is silly.
Yeah, the Google one. The silly one was the guy pointing out like, oh, how terrible that he printed a picture off of Google.
Right.
And then
your daughter grew up in a time period where photographs were a thing and photo albums, I mean, you might have them. I don't know.
We have like a book.
Yeah.
Like a book that, like the pages are printed on with like pictures of her from, couple months.
All right. Well,
so she's seen that, but she's never seen
Polaroid.
I don't know. Maybe with my parents or my in-laws. Yeah, I don't know. Sure. Whatever. But I don't think that's like, the thing is like some things like a picture, like that still is like picture, even though like she has like a little camera, but it's all digital.
Right.
I don't know.
If she took the camera and it was a picture of you and her, and then you burn the camera.
I'll try. I'll let you know next week.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the room for cream of friend of the show, Creamsman, world's best Creamsman. I'm going to tell you everything he's going to say before he says it. Ronnie Two Legs.
Hey, yo, what's up, boys? It is your boy, Ronnie Two Legs. Ronnie Deuces. All-time number one Creamsman, best Creamsman of all time.
I fucking knew it.
Good news, boys.
I
sold the hot dog cart.
Nice.
Mishap there with my back and the cart. And,
probably for the best.
I should probably hit the weight room or something. But nonetheless, I sold the hot dog cart. Turns out I was able to sell my recipe for my chili dogs. I had an interested buyer that was looking to sell it in their establishment. So I sold the chili dog recipe. I don't need the cart anymore.
Interesting.
I made some money there, made some money on the recipe. So it's all good. Back's healing up. I just want to call and give you the good news.
Aww.
That's about it, boys. That's my room for cream. Old Ronnie Deuces is back.
All right. Well, that was his room for cream. he's still talking.
No more dirty water dogs. Sold that, like I said. So don't look out for those in the parking lot. But we'll see. You never know.
Maybe
another two legs venture here in the future. But all right, I gotta go. It's been too long. You guys are probably already making fun of me for how long this is. So I'll see you later. Hopefully, come back on the show in 2026. Let me know. I'll come on anytime. So
you're always welcome.
All right, boys. See ya.
Ronnie Two Legs, everybody.
Is that my cat? Is that my cat?
It can't be me.
I thought it was Ronnie's cat in the thing.
Oh,
I think
it's
my cat.
Should we just listen to it again?
No.
Well, Ronnie Two Legs, I'm sorry to hear that you had to sell your cart, but at least you got some delicious.
Well, he seemed happy about it.
Yeah, he does. And his back hurts and all this stuff. I was kind of thinking he may be a suspect in the break-in and theft and vandalism of.
Oh, yeah, Derek would call it vandalism.
Fucking dripping wet tacos, but I guess his back hurts. Probably wasn't him.
Well, no, it couldn't. It couldn't be him because he's not allowed in there.
He's not allowed in there, and he doesn't break the rules. He's known.
He can DoorDash.
Rule follower.
He's allowed to DoorDash there.
He's allowed to DoorDash Derek's dripping wet tacos.
Right? Isn't that what Derek said last week?
He did.
Because he's a good guy.
Probably contacted. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I was just saying, isn't it crazy? Like, Derek's like so cool about it, and he's like, "All right, you can DoorDash," and then that kind of shit happens to his establishment.
It sucks, man, that's what happens. You know, he's a nice man. He's a nice human being, and unfortunately, people take advantage of your kindness sometimes in the world. Now, that doesn't mean that you should not be kind. Okay,
they took just his meat.
Occasionally, people want to take advantage of your kindness. You should still be kind, anyways, because it's just the right thing to do. You know what I mean? People deserve your kindness, and you can't just, you know, be a shell of your former self and push away kindness just because it might hurt you. You know what I mean? You got to still be kind because that's just the way to be. Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. Creamers. Ooh, we love you.
And we wish you
the best. I'm just kidding. Fuck kindness.
Paco Show?
你好，中国，叫西娜，我必须说，现在在苏黎世进行中，我做很多采访，很多很多很多，所以在一个采访，我有一个错误，所有人问我，如果我可以有中文，苏黎世进行中人给我很多资金 information。 所以很多采访，很多information，我有一个错误，我必须说现在就是很重要，我爱更尊重中国跟中国人，我很抱歉对我的错误，对不起，你必须了解，我。 很尊重中国跟中国人，不好意思，再见。